Okay, I'm here today with another super special guest, and we're going to talk about maturity, I guess. We're talking about relationship maturity. Not really like what we're so mature about, but just sort of other people's maturity. So you're telling me a little bit earlier about like, what's your goal? You had talked to one of our mutual friends about like, you guys now have a new goal to be, you guys want to date older, successful, and like what is the reason here?
Because fuck babies. No more dating men who are in or approaching their quarter life crisis anymore.
Okay, but see, here's my question, is that men are going to have a quarter life crisis, right? Now we have that now at 25 or something to 30. And then in another 10 years, we're supposed to have a midlife crisis at 40.
Right.
How are you going to avoid these crises?
Well, I guess it's a combination of finding men who already know themselves.
Yeah.
And then finding the fish that are resilient.
The resilient fish to crisis?
Yeah. Because I think, I mean, obviously not everyone goes through one, right? And, yeah, some people never do at all.
So, do women go through, like, the midlife, quarter life crisis? They do, obviously.
Okay, this is my take on women. I think women are really stupid when they're young.
Okay.
And, like, I think women are perpetually stupid and then get less stupid as they get older. So, like, every woman in their college years is going to make, you know, be out there. She's going to be on the bar top, or she's, you know, whatever. She's going to get something pierced on, you know, spring break. But then I think they grow gradually out of that. Whereas men, I don't know what it is. It's like, I guess they're not really thinking about who they are. And then they like hit this point and they're like, shit, I need to be someone else. Or they reach this point and they're like, they feel like they're about to turn into somebody else and then want to get everything out of their system. I'm not really sure what that's
so about. Like women, it just seeps out over time. Yeah. Versus like men, it's like a crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a stepwise thing for men. It's like they hit these milestones and then react. Whereas women, yeah, I think they go through that gradually and then phase out.
Phase out into what? Like complacency? Like they become...
I think they phase out into... I think they just grow out of it and then grow into their 30s, and or I think they're just more maybe conscious of approaching this like biological age where they have to have everything in line, whereas men, they don't have that deadline, you know? They're just trying to, I don't know.
So in general, like, women have to get their shit together by, like as they're pushing 30, they get their shit together.
Yeah. I definitely think women feel more of that than men do.
Oh. So, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, I have expressed a desire to date older, also.
What's your reasoning?
I think my reasoning is that because... I always date younger, too. So when I've dated younger, I think a lot of times my relationships end up in these incidents where I feel like it's... Maybe it's just relationship-wise, they're not that old. You know, they might be very mature, but, like, in a relationship, they're very young.
Okay, wait, hold on. You think that women are young and you don't take any responsibility for you being...
What
do you think that you are bringing into a relationship that is mature? That they lack?
Oh, probably not much. What am I bringing to... Well, here's the thing. I feel like in a relationship, I am mature in the sense that I'm not, like, irrationally crazy.
Okay. That's like your definition of mature.
Oh. What should I be bringing into a mature relationship?
Because it's not about avoiding that level of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I think maturity is more about coping with that level of emotion. So, like, you saying, like, you're mature because you don't reach, you know, that you don't, like, have this low threshold. It doesn't matter where your threshold is. It's just it's more about like when you reach that threshold, how do you deal with it, and how are you gonna like put out that fire?
Oh, versus sort of maturity as like long-term stable maturity. What does that mean?
I mean, because every relationship is gonna have problems, right? So like finding, it's not necessarily about finding the person who is has the least problems. I mean, I think obviously like if you start off with a good seed, you're going to have a better plant, but it's more important to find someone who can deal with issues rather than like that doesn't have issues. Like I think the people who can work through things are the type of people that you want to be with. But you're saying like you feel like you're mature because you avoid those situations altogether.
No, I'm saying I'm mature based on your definition that I feel like I would be capable of working through things okay. in a mature manner.
Okay.
But I think a lot of times what happens is because I'm dating younger or I'm dating, and maybe this is the distinction, they may not be that much younger like age-wise, but just relationship-wise they're much younger. Like they're like 12 in relationship years.
What do you think makes someone older in relationship years?
Like they know like this is not a big deal. Like they know that, like, all right, here's what is important is that we want to be together and that this little speed bump we're experiencing this Friday afternoon or whatever it may be, it'll pass, we'll work through it, and it'll be cool. And, like, we don't have to have, like, dramatic craziness and sort of, like, just, I guess, perspective. Like, there's a perspective that I think you gain as you become more mature both in life and relationships.
So let me ask you something. Do you have patience when it comes to that? Do you have patience when people overreact?
Very little.
Okay. See that? But that is another, like, component of relationship maturity is, like, having the patience to deal with that.
Having right? the patience to deal with overreacting.
Drama or just, like, you know? Because you're saying that you're not reacting, but not having patience, that is a reaction. You're frustrated, you know, versus being even-toed and just being, like, able to talk through it without being, like, I'm out, right?
Oh, I don't do the I'm out thing.
Okay.
I mean, I hope. I mean, okay. I do, like, sometimes mentally. That's all that counts, right? Like, mentally, I'm, like, I'm out. But I don't do it all the time. I mean, I don't do it until, like, I do it mentally, but then, like, we actually try to work through it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I always feel like they're always saying they're out.
Mm.
I mean, it's probably just from dating me. They always want to be out. But aside from that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you're saying there's sort of a component of working through stuff and being patient, even if it's dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it's not about... I don't think... So, like, right, I think about integrity as being... The integrity of any, like... trait that you have, right, means that it's going to sustain whatever force comes at it. So, like, integrity is, like, acting the same way if nobody's watching versus if somebody is watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maturity is the same way. It's, like, you're going to be mature regardless what situation you're faced with. So even if you're with an immature person, if you can keep your composure, then that's a reflection of your maturity. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think that people... I don't think that you could ever guess what a person is like when they're in a relationship versus what they're compared to how they are as a normal person, because those are the sides that they only show to one person.
To that person.
Yeah.
That's true. Right. But can you take a poll of like past girlfriends? Like, does that work? No.
What do you mean?
Like, if I asked all my ex-girlfriends, like, do you think I was like mature in our relationship? Like, they're going to say no, obviously, because they're my exes, right?
Uh-huh.
But so I can't even, I would never know. People who don't date me don't know. People who do date me don't know either.
But okay, so like, I think your rationale is kind of interesting because you're like, they will say that because they're your exes, meaning that you think that everyone who breaks up has a poor image of the person, their ex?
Well, right. Okay, not always. Maybe just in my case. I mean, I'm guessing...
I'm just trying to figure out, like, why you wouldn't... think that those if everyone has a consensus, okay, just say like you were saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, you think that they would come to the consensus that, you know, you're not mature in a relationship, what makes you feel like that consensus is not valid.
Okay. I know it sounds like that's what I'm saying, but here's what I'm really saying is that because when you've been in a relationship with somebody, especially it was maybe years ago or whatever, or even your younger years, like I feel like, at least in all my relationships I've experienced, they've been somewhat dramatic, and they've been situations where I probably wasn't mature and I didn't show sides of myself that I necessarily wanted to, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and those were sort of like the building blocks toward who I may or may not be now.
Okay.
And so in pulling exes that I feel like in breaking up, I mean, for you, I'm not like, if you think back on your exes, are you like, oh yeah, like this one was actually a very mature in a relationship. I always feel like there's always some part of you that says like, okay, like they're totally immature, but I was immature too, or whatever it was, because, you know, we are still young and we're still sort of like learning that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And so I feel like it's sort of tainted by the idea of like, man, like, yeah, like there were some moments where it's totally wrong and immature.
You know,
and exes, I feel like, don't ever give a very clear, unbiased opinion.
I honestly feel like, but I don't feel like, I don't know. I mean, obviously our relationships in the past have been different, but I think if there was a poll, I don't think that my exes would say that I was that terrible.
Oh, so you wouldn't?
No.
Okay, congratulations.
Well, I think it's just, I mean, it's a reflection of, like, what people, you know, invest in the relationships. Like, I would definitely say that I'm the type of person who I invest the best part of myself into a relationship, right? Because that's supposed, you know, theoretically the most important relationship in your life at that time, so of course, you're going to give the best and your most to that.
Oh, that's interesting, because you're saying that when you're in a relationship, the best sides of yourself are always on display to that person.
Or not even display. I would say, like, you just put forth your best. You stretch yourself further for that person than you do with other people. Or you give more to that person. You compromise more. You know, you just give them the best of everything, because that is your priority, at least in my life. But, you know, maybe for someone like, you know, who doesn't put relationships as their first priority, then obviously that wouldn't be the case. And maybe that's why.
Yeah, because hearing you say that is, like, shocking to me, because it sounds like if I asked your exes, like, things about you, they would probably say good things more than negative things, because you're showing them the best sides of yourself. Whereas if I asked my exes stuff, they would probably say more negative than positive things, because they've probably seen the worst sides of me, and that other people don't. They're like, no, John's not like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I guess it's because I'm displaying the negative side while you're displaying the positive side. Yes, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Oh. How many younger people have you dated recently? I mean, like 80% of the time you date younger, 60%?
I would say like 4 out of 5 wow. of the last relationships I had were nice. All younger men.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's something that we all go through, because we're at the age where everyone is in this huge transition, right? Mm-hmm. So relationships are really tumultuous, and you don't really know where you're going to be. And even just physically where you're going to be, like, we're such a nomadic, like, society where all of us are traveling around the U.S. or, you know, there's graduate school or there's all these things that pop up. You don't even know where you're physically going to be. But back to what I was saying before, you with men, it's like you never know what's around the corner. So, like, you could date a younger man and he can have everything, you know, everything stable, or he may have all these aspirations and you think that everything's mapped out. But it's just like life. You never know how things are really going to pan out. At least if you have a man that's stable, he's not searching to achieve his goals. Like, he has already achieved his goals, and he knows who he is. Then, you know, you don't have to go through the heartache. It's interesting. When I was younger, who I was attracted to at 23 is a completely different man that I'm attracted to at 29. Like, I think about what I think is attractive when I think of men. Yes. And I would say in the top 10 characteristics, if a man is educated, if he's responsible, be stable, you know, all of those things carry so much more weight because, because you're, you know, okay, I kind of feel like you have a lot of relationships and you kind of get to the point where you're like, you know what, it's not, for some of us, it's not going to be magic. And for some of us, there's not going to be the one, right? And I kind of have adopted this idea that for the most part, like if you, you have this subset of people that you could potentially fall in love with, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like this magical thing and he's the one. It's like you have this whole subset of people that you could fall in love with. And what's my point?
You just got to select them? You got to select the right one out of that subset?
It's more like, why wouldn't you start with someone who has all of these things? Like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Okay, like, if you know, this is the worst analogy ever.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
But it's like, yeah, like, I think about what I want in life. What do I want? I want a farm. Like, I want a family. I want to grow, and I want to, like, have crops that I'm happy about, and I live for, and like,
this is an analogy, right? It's not a literal farmer. I mean, I don't know with you, it might be a literal farmer. Okay.
And if you start with a, you know, with a farm that has like great light and like great soil and all this stuff, like, why wouldn't you want to start with the, like, they're all farms, you know, and you can grow from all of them, but why wouldn't you pick the best farm possible if you want the best crops? And like, for me, it's like, why wouldn't you build with like the most, you know, the man who's going to be the best father, the best husband, and all these things, like, you know, pretty, you know, looks and all those fleeting things that you thought brought you happiness in your 20s don't mean anything when you think about what you want in the future, because all of those things are, you know, they're just here in the moment and
they're going to pass.
So like, I want someone who,
you want responsibility.
I want responsibility, but I also want someone who is going to be the best person to, like, do nothing with. I'm not looking for, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking for all those stable things, but, like, to me, stability also is, like, who is going to be the best person to sleep in with on a Saturday morning. Like, versus, like, the guy who's going to be, like, you know, back in college, like, who's the hottest guy on campus and who's, like, cool and who looks good on stage. Like, who's gonna be the, you know, the leading star at Dance Mix. Like, you realize when you get older, it's like, you know, we're not going
out. Like, yeah, I'll date the tech guy. He's very responsible. He goes up early, sets up the lights, tears it down. Like, I'll take that guy.
I don't know. I just realize that relationships are so different now that I'm older. Like, I don't know. They're so different. What I need is different than what I needed 7 years ago.
That's true. I mean, I feel like for many of those similar reasons, I'd want to date older also, because of the girls who would know what they want to do already. Like, they already are, they're already in control of sort of their, I mean, they've gone however many years already with being relatively single.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've already got their shit together, or they're not coming off. I mean, possibly they have a lot of relationships, obviously, but, like, they, at some point, they've dealt with, like, hey, like, I'm not getting married tomorrow, so, like, I gotta work on myself, and they've already taken care of that, you know, and there's less of sort of dependency on the other person, more just, like, if you're around, I love it, if you're not around, I can handle myself, and I really like that, so I feel like there's something that's an earmark of, like, an independent, more mature sort of woman for me, and that's somewhat analogous to, I guess, mature men who, like, they have their shit together, right? And they're ready to share. Like, they're ready to build something, because the other 4 out of 5 things in their life is, like, taken care of, at least for now.
See, this is so interesting, because you want a more mature woman because you think she's going to be more independent.
Yes.
And I want a more mature man because I think he's actually going to give more to the relationship.
More dependent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we discovered the fundamental difference between men and women in the midlife. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's it.
We discovered the answer to it all. Yeah, men are ready to be dependent when they mature. Women are ready to be independent when they mature.
I hope.
Is that something that could be true?
I hope.
That sounds true to me. Okay, but here's the like the last thing I kind of want to talk about as far as the maturity thing, though, and like dating a little bit possibly older.
Mm-hmm.
What about baggage? I mean, the older you get, the more baggage you have. Like, how are you gonna?
I actually think that baggage can work in your favor, because it's like you said, like you, like for instance, like you have baggage because you feel like you're done dealing with the drama. You know, you're ready for a more mature relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully you would really hope that baggage is something that will help a person try to be better, to like avoid the same situation. I don't know. Baggage is, I think it depends on what kind of baggage you have. Like,
emotional baggage is like okay if you've learned from it.
I think that's when it works in your favor, absolutely. You know?
What if it's like, I mean, I guess there could be all sorts of baggage. Yeah, I guess there would be different types. Like
if you have baggage because you don't trust people, that's going to be totally different than baggage because you had someone that was overly dependent on you. Like, those are two,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Such, like, a heterogeneous kind of term, right? I mean, it's such a huge umbrella.
I mean, what are the, I mean, you date young, like, I mean, what are the advantages of dating young? I mean, I feel like I either want to date older than me, or I want to date, like, 22, or I mean, whatever. Not actually 22, but, I don't want to roll with, like, 26.
Why?
Because I feel like 26 is, like, right in that area where, like, they're, this is very generalization, but, like, at least 22, like, yo, like, they actually don't know that much, they're, like, carefree, like, whatever, like, I understand that mindset. It's fun, like, it's probably, it could be serious, but, like, you know, like, we're operating on, like, just a totally different level. Older, ideal, but then, like, 26, 25, like, you know, like, then it's, like, nobody really knows what's going on. Because we've gone through 25, 26, 27,
mm-hmm.
and we're, like, whoa, like, you know what I'm saying? So you're definitely going older.
Yes.
Okay, what is your new range now?
Oh, boy. Well, I never thought that I would say that I wanted to date a man over, I never thought I'd get him to the age where I was like, oh, yeah, definitely over 30. No, it would be okay, like, 30. I would even be okay with, you know, 34, 35, like.
That's not that much older. That's within the wheelhouse of, like, normality.
Hey, but that seems old for me. I mean, I've never wanted to date someone that much older. But I'm ready to settle down. Like I want to find someone
that... 40?
No. That's way too old.
40 is too old.
Because I think you reach a point where you still want the person to be young enough that, like, you are going through these things together.
Mm.
Like, I think the drawback of dating someone that's 20 years older than you, it's like they've already been there. You're not going through things with them.
Mm.
They're going through things at your side, but not with you. So, like, it's kind of a balance between finding someone who, you know, and I think that I'm technically, like, 33. You know, I'm probably, like, 4 years older than I am chronologically.
Oh, you are.
So
How do you think I am?
I think, for a man?
Yeah.
Well, in terms of what?
I mean, just, if you were, like, 33, how old am I?
I think in terms of, like, outside of relationships... I think you're your age.
I
think
am.
You're like, yeah, 31, 32. I don't know, because I've never been in a serious relationship with you.
God damn it, I got to ask that other people. They're like, you're 10. Okay, so you feel like you're 33, so thus you're ready for 33.
Yeah, I'm ready for a man that's 33.
That's not that much older. I hate to tell you, like, that's not even older.
Okay, but that is probably like 5 to 6 years older than the kind of man I've been dating. So, like, that makes a huge difference. Like, 5 years. You know, I think about these men that I've dated, and I think about what they will be like when they're 33. Hell, these men would have been perfect. Like, if I could say that a man was terrible now, but he will be the perfect man for me in 5 years.
Why don't you
years.
Keep them on the Rolodex until they turn 33?
It doesn't work that way.
You're like, I've got my eye on you, and when you get
because
your
that's
together.
Because that's the whole point of dating someone younger, is you're rolling the dice. You don't know who they're going to be.
Oh.
You never know who they're going to be until it happens. And, you know, it's like, I'm just not playing that game anymore. I just want someone who knows who he is and is not who knows who is, who is who he wants to be already. You know, that's
you want the you're sick of, you know, making your own salad out of ingredients. You want the prepackaged salad. You're like, okay, I want it already put together.
Why take a chance? That's what younger men are. They're all chances. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. They're wild cards, all of them. And it just, they could be so steady until one of them just snap and then you're out of luck. And then you've wasted another year and a half and you're, you know, even that much further away from your goal, you have to start over again. So I just don't have time.
You don't have time. Who does? Who has time for this kind of stuff? Nobody does. That's actually, yeah. I mean, I guess we should just tell the world then of men underneath your age that they're off the list. We should announce tonight when we go out, like, hey, if you're younger than me, it's over. Yes? Yeah, we're really going to have to switch up where we go, like hang out.
Yeah.
The places where we hang out, it's not going to happen.
You know, if I found, you know, like they say, age is just a number, right? So mm-hmm. I could date someone my own age if he was like further along than me.
Right. Well, that's going to be really difficult. You're pretty far up on. I mean, this is actually a whole separate podcast that I did with somebody else. Where like the women that we know are all much more further along than the men. So it's like, I mean, you're pretty high, you know, high achieving already. So it's like, to meet a man of your age who's on the same similar sort of achievement
level. If I met someone who was like finishing their graduate degree or their doctorate's degree, mm-hmm. like that would be cool because, you know, they're already almost there, right? Mm-hmm. They could go through these life things with me and then I wouldn't have to worry about them becoming who they want to be. Like they're almost there.
And you would also have a day for prom. Because they would ask you, because you want to crash next year's grad school prom. I know that now. We have that on record. Okay. A real diabolical plan. Fantastic. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you for coming.